Chapter 1. Emilia Cruz Encinos leaned forward in her seat, mesmerized by the climax unfolding on the big screen. Glamorous jewel thief Laura stood on a rocky beach, facing handsome Clive and his gun. The sky behind her was streaked with angry indigo storm clouds. Jet black hair fluttered in the wind, contrasting with the white silk scarf at her throat. A jagged bolt of lightning momentarily sharpened her famous features.
"Don't do this, Clive," Laura said,
her accented English husky with emotion. The camera zoomed in. A tiny tear glistened in the corner of her eye. Her trademark pout trembled with emotion.
"I love you."
"Te amo." Spanish subtitles ran across the bottom of the screen, but Emilia didn't need them.
"Give me the diamonds," ordered Clive.
In Laura's bed 15 minutes ago, in a scene that made Emilia's cheeks grow warm. But now, Clive was all business as he motioned to his lover with the black handgun. Laura's hands went to the leather crossbody bag that contained a treasure in diamonds. She lifted the strap over her head and held out the bag to Clive. Still keeping the gun trained on Laura, Clive used his free hand to fling the bag into the seat of a sleek red convertible parked just beyond the rocks. He produced a pair of handcuffs.
"Turn around," he ordered.
"Don't humiliate me," Laura said. "If you ever loved me, Clive, you'll do it in front, not in back."
She held out her hands, wrists together. Clive hesitated.
"Please," Laura begged. "I love you, Clive. I know you love me."
Bolts of lightning flashed across the screen, while thunder roiled through the theater. The tempest was upon them all.
"I do," Clive vowed as rain pelted down. "I swear I love you, but I love diamonds more."
He shoved the gun in his belt, grabbed her wrist, and snapped on one of the steel bracelets. Before he could fasten the other, Laura slammed her head into his chin. Clive stumbled backwards, arms windmilling for balance. Hair and scarf flying behind her like a matador's cape, Laura whirled into a slow-motion roundhouse kick. Clive took it on the jaw and fell to the ground, unconscious. Next to Emilia, Kurt Rucker gave a snort of derision. Emilia dug her elbow into his side.
"I knew who you were all along," Laura declared to the prone figure. "But as God is my witness, I still love you."
She scooped up the gun, handcuffed Clive, jumped into the red convertible, and sped off. A helicopter view tracked the car as it zoomed through hairpin turns above a surging ocean. Laura's white scarf unraveled as she drove and billowed into the storm. Back at the beach, Clive massaged his jaw, muscular chest on display under a shirt rendered transparent by the downpour. Borne by the wind, the white scarf settled onto the rocks next to him. Clive reached for it. Laura had cuffed his hands in front.
"This isn't over," he said and pressed the scarf to his lips.
The action cut to Laura again, handling the convertible like a Formula One racer. She yanked the wheel and the car skidded sideways through the gates of a small airport. Carrying the leather crossbody bag and surprisingly dry, Laura ran to a waiting helicopter. Music swelled over the thwop, thwop, thwop of the churning rotors. Laura's voice crooned,
"Adios, mi amor. Adios."
As the helicopter rose, tilted, and turned to reveal a large logo painted on the side. A globe, surrounded by a laurel wreath, was sandwiched between a sword hilt and the scales of justice. Interpol, the acronym for the International Criminal Police Organization, filled the screen in stark white letters.
"Adios, mi amor. Adios. Adios."
The credits for Diamond Run, starring Alejandra Messi as Laura and Ben Barrett as Clive, rolled as the helicopter got smaller and smaller and finally disappeared. The lights in the cinema came up. Emilia slumped in her seat, as breathless as if she'd raced through Europe with the two superstars, not to mention getting blindsided by the plot twist at the end.
"What did you think?"
Kurt asked. His ocean-colored eyes danced with fun.
"Did you know Alejandra Messi was the Interpol agent from the beginning?" Emilia asked.
Kurt stood and offered Emilia his hand.
"I suspected,"